the topic that I'd like to talk about today has to do with Eretz Yisrael. But for Derech Hakdama to the topic, I'd like to share with you a Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which apparently has zero to do with Eretz Yisrael, but it's a Yisaitistik of Rabbi Akiva Eiger nonetheless. And it's Hashem, we'll see where I want to go with it later. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a Tshuva in which he asks a Gvaldik Akasha. He asks, by Bittul Chametz, when someone's Mevatul Chametz, the Rishonim ask why you have to do Bedika. If you did Bittul, so why do you have to do Bedika? So they answer, Shema lo yevatlenu yafe yafe. The person's going to declare Bittul. The crumbs, I'm sure, he's Mevatul. But he's going to have a good bottle of shtaf somewhere. We'll have a large amount of food somewhere. Shema lo yevatlenu yafe yafe. He may in his heart not really do a good Bittul. And since he may not really mean it sincerely, so we require two things. We do a bittul, and still we look for the chametz, and we mevare the chametz. We destroy the chametz, or some people sell it to a guy, because we don't rely on bittul alone. Shemalei yavatlenu yafe yafe. You might not be doing a sincere bittul. So we keep anyway as a kash. He says, we know dvarim shabalei v'enim dvarim in halacha. Devarim shebelev, what you're thinking, doesn't count. If someone gets up in front of other people and he says, this is hefker, then it's hefker. It's hefker. Devarim shebelev enim devarim. What he's thinking, he says, I was thinking it's not hefker. That doesn't count in din. In halacha, who cares if shebelev vetlani yafi yafi? If he says the language of the bittul, that should be good. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. He has the same kasha we had this when we learned Gittin. Masechtas Gittin, it says that a guy is not kosher to write a get. Why not? Because he's not going to write it lishma. He's not going to write it lishma. He's not going to write it l'shem. Whatever the get has to be written lishma, he's not going to write it lishma. And therefore, we don't trust the guy to write a get or to do any of the things, almost any of the things, with the exception. But generally, we don't accept a guy to do things that have to be done mishma. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks the same kasha. He says a guy could do it lishma. A guy is capable. Somebody that takes a short period of time, the Gemara says he could rely on a guy for lishma. Somebody that takes a little, writing a get is long, he can't. So let's have him declare that he's writing it l'shma. Say, I'm writing this get l'shem gerushin, l'shem yish, l'shem yishel. And if in his heart he's not writing it l'shma, who cares? Devarim shabalei v'edim devarim. In halacha, we don't recognize what a person is thinking. We don't know what a person is doing. So he says, I'm doing it l'shma. So it's not guaranteed he's not doing a lishma. God, he could do a lishma. Devarim shabalei v'enim devarim. So the Kibager answers with the aside. He says that when do we say devarim shabalei v'enim devarim? By things that are depend on a maisa, things that, let's say, do a kinyan. Say, I didn't mean it. Devarim shabalei v'enim devarim. Somebody gives Kiddushin, he says, I was joking. So Kiddushin Derech Schaik, we had early in the year, it's a problem. Devarim Shebelev Enim Devarim. However, halachis that are Toli Belev, a halacha with it, the halacha itself is a Dabar Shebelev. Let's say Lishma. What's Lishma? Lishma is a Dabar Shebelev. Lishma Be'etzem is a Dabar Shebelev. When the Torah is kaveya that you need a certain davar b'lev, then devarim shebelev haven devarim. Then it does depend what you're thinking. If the Torah says it has to be done lishma, a get has to be written lishma, matzahs have to be made lishma, tzitzis have to be made lishma, the Torah's kaveya lev matters. In things where the Torah says lev matters, there, Devar Shabbat, how do you undevar? So that answers the Lishma. And that explains Tashbisu, according to the many Rishayim Mohal, Tashbisu is not Hefker. Tashbisu is a declaration that this is not Chashiv to you. It's a Davish Shabbat, that it's not Chashiv to you. The Torah Asana Kasat Yiloyim Bershusai, the Tashbisu makes an Ois Bershusai, it's a Davish Shabbat. Dr. Bikiva Eger, the Torah says it's a Davish Shabbat, then it counts. It's Varm Shabbat count. That's Rabbi Kivager's side. With this, perhaps we can understand in davening, the davening has to be bepeh. You have to daven bepeh. But the ikar of davening is the leiv, b'chalavavcha, is davening. So we have an understanding that when you daven, you say Rafein Hashem and Rafein, you think of a certain chayla, that counts. But somehow what you're thinking counts. That's good, because davening is ikra yadav shabalev. Anything that's ikra yadav shabalev, so whatever is belibai, it counts, it matters. Even though you have to write the get. I mean, the lishma part is belayv. Davening, you have to daven, but the kavana part is belayv. So then we say, devarim shabalev, havyon devarim. This is Rabbi Kivagas' son. The Gishmaki Yisai to know, it applies once you know the Yisai, it applies in various places in Shas. If something is Ikra Yadav Shabalev, then Dvarim Shabalev can't. That's halacha. That's what the Vegas is. Okay, that's the first part of today's share. Rabbi Kidager, and even if you don't follow me the rest of the day, you already have a nice evening. Yeah. I want to talk a little about Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim, and a certain appreciation that it's not natural to have Bizmanim. There's a Ramban in this week's parasha. The Ramban is Perek Tazayim Pasuk Chaf Aleph. He goes off on a tangent. He's not talking about Kairach in this Nakuda. He's not talking about Kairach. And he goes off on a tangent and he makes the following very powerful point. It makes a point about Yerushalayim. We understand Yerushalayim as a fundamental part of Yiddishkeit. We understand it's one of the brachas of benching, is Yerushalayim. Bnei Yerushalayim is after a benching, I'm not sure, but Bnei Yerushalayim is part of benching. Shmoneh Esrei, we have a bracha by Bnei Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a fundamental part of Yiddishkeit, Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim. The fact is, that Yerushalayim is not mentioned by name anywhere in the Torah. Yerushalayim, it says Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. We know that that's really Yerushalayim, but Yerushalayim as a Mokim Kadosh not mentioned in the Torah. What does it say? The Kamta Valisa El Hamokim, Hamokim, the place. Which place? We know which place. There's a Mokim that you go. Where's that place? The place that Kadosh Baruch Hu will reveal to you. This is in the Torah. The Makom Yerushalayim in Chumash is a hidden place. It's hidden time and time again. It's hidden Be'etzem. And even different stories that happen, Yerushalayim is always hidden. Avram goes to the Akedah. Where's he going? Alamokim Asher Erecha. It's a secret. Till the last minute, Yerushalayim is a secret. Yaakov Avinu davens on the Har HaBayis. Where is it? It's a secret. What does he say? He goes to sleep, he wakes up, says that this is Ezer Kim Beis Elokim. He said this is the Beis Elokim. Anochi lo yadati. It's a Shara Shemayim. Anochi lo yadati. Yerushalayim seems always to be hidden. How hidden? Do you know how many years Klal Yisrael were in Eretz Yisrael before they found out that there's a city, Yerushalayim, that has special significance? Anybody know how many years it was? Huh? 20 years? 30 years? It was 400 years. 400 years. 400 years. Yeshua
didn't know there's a place in Yerushalayim that has Kedusha. Nasneel ben Knas didn't know, Devayr didn't know, Shimshon Agiba didn't know, Shaul HaMelech didn't know. All the Gedolei Tanakh, they didn't know. They didn't know where this place is. Where's the place? The Torah says El HaMokeh, the place that I will tell you about. Where's the place? Nobody knew. That means fathers told their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren, there's a place somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, there's a secret place. No one knows where it is. That's where the Beis HaMikdash will be. Someday there'll be a Beis HaMikdash. They talked about it. Like today we talk about Mashiach. Someday, we tell our children, there'll be a Yemaisa Mashiach. Mashiach will come. It's a dream. It's a chalom. It's something we imagine. It's something we want. But it's distant. Yerushalayim was distant for hundreds of years. Klal Yisrael didn't know where it is. They didn't know where to go until David HaMelech told Nosan HaNavi, I want to build the base of Migdash. They said, I want to build the base of Migdash. Suddenly, as I'll say, David, imagine the godless of those generations, David and Shmuel HaNavi sat together and darshan Psukim in the Torah and figured out where Yerushalayim is. They figured out from Psukim in the Torah. You can tell me, how could they figure it out from Psukim in the Torah? I don't know. It says Beit Sefer of Shochein, it's like a shoulder. It's not the top of the mountain, it's almost the top of the mountain. I mean, there's probably more than one place like that in Eretz Yisrael, no? So I'm not David HaMelech, I'm not Shmuel HaNavi. You know, they didn't have Mishnayos and Gemaros, they darshan from the Sefer Torah. And they darshan, they figured out where Yerushalayim is. And he didn't know. Shmuel HaNavi, this is a year before he died. Shmuel HaNavi didn't know either. People had no idea where Yerushalayim was, and bang, David HaMelech wants to build a base of Migdash, Baruch Shalom says no, Shlomo build. Okay? So Shlomo HaMelech makes Yerushalayim, and builds a base of Migdash, and now, forever, Jews go to Yerushalayim. Is that true? Shlomo is Melech for 40 years. Some of those 40 years, the base of Migdash was not yet built, the first few years. So slightly under 40 years, there's a Beis HaMikdash everyone can go to. Now what happens when Shlomo HaMelech died? Anybody know? Shlomo HaMelech died. The mouth is split, right? Yeravam and Avad comes along and splits the 10 Shvatim away from the 2 Shvatim. Yehuda and Binyamin continue under Rechavam, Shlomo HaMelech's son. 10 Shvatim, and what happens? Yeravam puts guards on the border. He doesn't let them go to Yerushalayim. 10 Shvatim out of 12 are limited. They can't have no access to Yerushalayim. And they don't go. And they don't go. So how long did it last for whole Yisrael? 40 years? Less than 40 years. And the Malchus stays split. Eventually the 10 Shvatim go to Golus. There's a Chorban. Yisrael's not there. Then the Bayi Sheni. How many Jews had access to... What percentage of Jews had access to the Bayi Sheni? What percentage? A tiny percentage of Yidden lived in Yerushalayim during the Bayi Sheni. Roughly 60,000 Yidden came back to Eretz Yisrael out of over a million and stayed in Babel. Well, we had planes. No access. Yerushalayim Vaita. What were Yidden and Babel doing? Babel... It's far away from Yerushalayim. They told their children, you know, there's a place in Eretz Yisrael called Yerushalayim. There's a Beis HaMikdash there. Well, what Beis HaMikdash? They didn't know about a Beis HaMikdash. They didn't see it. There were no newspapers, no videos, no Skype. Rive Jews, for rive of the history of Klal Yisrael, dreamt about Yerushalayim. It was a chalom. And after the Churban Bayi Sheni, what do you think? A Yid in Europe said there's a Kaisel. Is there really a Kaisel? Is there not a Kaisel? Is such a thing as Shaden? No such thing as Shaden. No? Yeah, there's. I saw one. They talk about the Kaisel. There's a Kaisel. Is there really a Kaisel? Yeah, a Kaisel. There's a Kaisel. Most Jews, most Yidden, for most of the history of Yiddishkeit, told their children and their grandchildren,
maybe their great grandchildren. There's such a place. It exists. There's Eretz Yisrael. There's Eretz Yisrael. He tells them there's Mashiach. Mashiach will come. It's a faith. It's a matter of faith. If I see the Eretz Yisrael, I saw it. He's the Kevin Rachel. The Mars of our parents. But you lived in Poland. Who knows? Their paintings. You didn't have access. And even if the state of Israel was established in 48, the old city was not accessible to Yidden. Not accessible to Yidden. Until 67. What did people say? You see, they told their children, they were there at Israel, they said, you see over the barbed wire? See the old city? In there, in an alleyway, there's a kaisel. There's a kaisel. There are pictures. You see the old pictures? 4 people there, 10 people there. How many people actually, how many Yidden actually were by a kaisel? How many Yidden? How many Yidden? And traveling then? Well, it's simple to travel. It was simple to travel. That means we're going from Kfar Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim until our generation. There was a very limited time period that there was such a thing as access to Yerushalayim. There's access to Yerushalayim. Al-Regel is beautiful. How many times did it happen in the history of Klal Yisrael that the whole Klal Yisrael was left to be Al-Regel? Make a judgment. The Ramban says that there was no Ali Al-Regel. He says, B'loshon Tzafi, there was no Ali Al-Regel until the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim. When there was Mishkan Shiloh, there was no Chiyuv to be Al-Regel. El-Amokim, Eshe'eftar, the place I will choose, it wasn't chosen. Navi, in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, says that Elkanah was Eila Regel miyamim yamima. He went up miyamim yamima. Rashi says once a year. Rashi says he went up once a year. And when you learn it, you wonder, once a year, Eila Regel is 3 times a year. Eila Regel is 3 times a year. And the Gemara says that every time he went up to Mishkan Shilai, he went a different path to convince Jews to come with him. To convince Yidden to come with him. He had to convince Yidden to be other regal. Teretz is the Ramban. There was no chiyuv to be other regal. There was no chiyuv. Now Agav, if he went one Yom Tov, which Yom Tov do you think he went? Which Yom Tov would he have gone? Which one? Sukkis. Why Sukkis? Why Shmuz? What's easier? The trip? Have to worry about Chavis. Okay. Chayr had to be Pesach, so you had to bring Karban Pesach. Chayr had to be Pesach, because it had to be a Karban Pesach. And Rechai Kanievsky, in his Talmud Akron on Shmuel, says it was Sukkis. He brings a Chazal, some obscure Chazal that it was Sukkis. I don't understand that. Why Sukkis? Why not Pesach? This is all when the Navi Sheh started 30 years ago. First parrot, he started from Shmuel Aleph. So I remember it because it was the first one. But my point is that the way we imagine today we've got Eretz Yisrael, we've got Yerushalayim, you know, like what? Like it always was. It's back to normal. Back to normal is you didn't go to Yerushalayim, and we have access to, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we have a Kaisel, we have pictures of what we suspect is Devin Ashsia. Like, this is normal. It's not normal. It's totally abnormal. The fact that we have access to Yerushalayim on a regular basis, in our lives, it became normal. In our lives, it became normal. It's not normal. It's not the regular way that it is. Why is that? So the Ramban here says a Chiddush. And it's interesting. There's a Shemesh Shmuel, Parshas Ekev, that Sechel Tzuvus Ramban explains it. The Ramban says that the mitzvah is l'shichnai sidrishu uvasa shama. L'shichnai sidrishu, what's drisha? To be dairesh, what does it mean to do? We say it means to darshan. I don't know what it means. Dairesh is to question. What do you have in Shas to be Dairesh is to question? Who? What? Trisha Bakakira, witnesses come.
You do drisha v'chakira. You ask them questions. Dairesh is to investigate. It's the question. L'shichnai sidrashu is you have to request the Beis HaMikdash of Asa Shama. There has to be a desire. The Rambam writes very strongly. Ilu hayu Yisrael chafetzim bedavar. If Kaisra had desired the Beis HaMikdash, v'nisayru bay mitchila, and they would have wanted Yerushalayim from the very beginning, hayanasi b'mei hekarash v'yashayftim. It would have happened earlier. What happened in times of the Shaiftim? The Shaiftim is the time of Devaira, the time of Shimshon HaGibar, the time of Yiftach HaGiladi, the time right after Yeshua's death. It would have happened earlier. Yisachir HaBinyin v'Pshias Yisrael. Very strong lashon. It's not like a Daila Yoma. It's not like the Shaiftim. Yisachir HaDova v'Pshias Yisrael. Hashem Mishul is Masber that Yerushalayim requires desire, wanting it. The Malkim Yerushalayim is hidden. There should be a drisha for it, a desire for it, a want for it. Wanting it is as important as being there. Because Kaisal were not there when there was not a sufficient desire for it. Not enough tshuka for it. Not enough crying for it. And that's why it was hidden. It was hidden. There should be a tshuka, a desire for it. The idea of the Shechtei Sidrashu is that Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, all the hidden things are be'etzem devarim shebelev. The things, Yemais HaMashiach. Yemais HaMashiach is a Dov Shev Alev. Achak Yalai, B'chol Yem Shiyala. The Achak Yalai is not Agav. The Brisker Rav is quoted as saying, in the Ani Mamin of Mashiach, it says, Afo Pishis Naneya, and calls it Achak Yalai. He says, all the Ani Mamins just tell you their Muna. There's no Kashan Teres, no Lomdis. An imam who shall buy his parshmai ain't go play single sea go famous shum din your cloud. It's an animam. Hashem has no body and you can't compare him to anything physical. There's no cash and terrors. And here it says, Apishis Mameya and Kosa Achakyala. The Briskarov says it's a raya that's the Yisoid Emuna is Achakyaloi. That Yismameya the Achakyaloi, the desire is the Yisoid in the Emuna of Yemais HaMashiach. The Klai Yisrael should be Mechakeloi, should be Mishtaikikloi. Torah, for the most part, is hidden from us. Torah, for the most part, we learn, we don't understand, we question. Most of Limud HaTorah, by somebody who really learns, who learns with his brain, not with his ears, who applies his mind, most of learning Torah is shuka for understanding, the desire to understand. That's most of what we do when we learn. For the most part, we feel inadequate. We feel inadequate. I'm up to learning the sugya of Kedusha She'im Asurim Labiya. That's Nun Aleph. So, I'm going through it, but I keep on wondering what it really means. The whole plot, all the Toshmas. I keep on looking back at Rashi. Most of it is the mystery of it. To really understand what it means, what are Rav and Abai arguing about, and I'm learning it to Kiyas. Just Pshat. We really understand Pshat. We wonder as much as we're Matzliach to understand. But the tshuka, the desire, it's fundamental, it's basic in the relationship, is tshuka, is desire. In a marriage, what matters more? The desire or the performance? Well, you better perform. You better do the things you have to do as a husband. What really matters is the tshuka, the desire, the lave. What do husband and wife want from each other? That they should be lave, they should be heart to each other, it should be a desire. The desire matters as much as anything. It matters as anything. Rish Baruch Hu says, every month, the woman becomes a dida, becomes also to a husband. Why? There should be a tshuka, there should be a desire. just a hidden for a while. The tshuka, the desire, is fundamental to all things that are important. And you have to understand that not everyone can do it the same way. Not everyone can learn the same, and not everyone can daven the same, and not everyone can be Yerushalayim the same. But everyone can want it the same. One of the klalim of Devarim Shebelev is that Devarim Shebelev could be perfect. The Argid Al Yom, Chodesh Tishrei, it's one of his famous pieces, he makes the point, the mashal is, let's say you want to draw, you want to make a drawing. So you picture in your mind how what it's going to look like. Or a child goes, takes some crayons, he's about to draw a picture. So a child sits down, he imagines he's going to draw a butterfly. In his brain, it's a perfect picture of a butterfly. Well, he's starting to draw something. His mind is perfect. Then he starts drawing, and you can't figure out what in the world he's drawing. You come over and say, Tati, look what I drew. You like it. You can't figure out to hold it upside down or straight side up. You have no clue what it is. You say, oh, it's a beautiful rainbow. Not a rainbow. But in the brain, it's perfect. In the tshuka, it's perfect. Someone sets out to put up a building. Wants to build a house. Wants to fix up a house. So in his mind, he knows exactly what he wants it to look like. No, when they finish working, it usually doesn't quite look that way. It doesn't exactly work out that way. Not everything fits the way he imagined it. But in the mind, it's perfect. Ashur says the same thing with being a tzaddik. Being a Talmid Chacham. In the seichel, a person has to want it. You want it? You want it for real. You want it perfectly. You want it? You want to be kaivi? You have dreams of finishing shas. Dreams of knowing shas, or part of shas, or the sechta in shas. You have dreams. The dreams should be perfect. Rav Shor writes there that in Shemayim, the Teveya, the Cholim, the dream, that it should be perfect. It should be Bebina Sedin. Lamaisa, things are not so perfect. He says beautifully. He says that's why it says B'tchila Olav Machshava, to create the world Midas Adin. And Hashem B'machshava, once you create the world Midas Adin. Lamaisa, created with Din and Rachman. So Rav Shor says it remains that way. The Machshavas are Midas Adin. Have to be perfect. You have to want completely. So Lamaisa, Maisyavi Yitzhar. So Yitzhar interferes. He gets in the way. It's not perfect. But the Machshava is supposed to be for perfection. The desire is supposed to be for perfection. But weak people, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Before you get married, tell your wife, you call her your wife, you tell her, I want to be perfect. Well, what can I do? Sometimes it's good to tell your wife, I really mean to do everything right. Sometimes I just talk too quickly. I say the wrong thing. You tell her when you're chasen kala, she'll say, oh, no, you don't. You're a nice guy. You don't do those things. When you get married, the first time you mess up, you say, see, I told you. It's not what I want. Sometimes we goof, we have HR, we want to be perfect. Not lying, you're telling the truth. See, the point is that in the tshuka, in the lave, in the desire, a person can be perfect. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the desire. He wants it. He wants to be a tshuka. The big problem with people leaving yeshiva is not that they learn less. It's not that they're not kaveit properly. The problem. The problem is when they quit, when they give up on wanting to learn more. When they quit. I once saw in an article on dieting, the magazine articles, they have big letters, like a highlight of the article. So it said that the problem isn't the first cookie. The problem is you give up after you eat the first cookie. You get the idea? The problem isn't that you eat the first cookie. You may have not eaten any cookies. Eat a cookie. No, you're not going to die from eating a cookie. But after you eat the cookie, you give up. That's the problem. Same thing. The problem isn't missing a Seder. The problem is losing that shuka for perfection. Losing that drive, that chalom. I heard from Rav Moshe a number of times. He said that on a Bein HaZmanim, if a person learns half of what he planned, then he planned correctly. He planned correctly. Because the plan always has to be more than what you realize. The plan always has to be more. See, he said it about the ladder in Yaakov's dream. Ladder in Yaakov's dream, Rosh HaMegiyah Shemaima, and where was Yerushalayim? Halfway. So Rav Moshe said, why was Yerushalayim halfway? The top of the ladder should have been over Yerushalayim. Why is it halfway? So Rav Moshe said, if you want to reach Yerushalayim, you have to cholim to reach twice as far. Yechalayim is twice as much, you'll reach halfway. Yerushalayim is the maximum in Adam HaZeh. Desire. Chalaimis. Chuka. Wanting. That's what it's about. That's what it's about, because we fall. And often we give up. We give up on the chuka, and then it's gone. Very hard to pick it up afterwards. Very hard to pick up the pieces left. It's about wanting, and wanting even when it doesn't go. Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael lived for Dairus with a chalom, with a dream of Eretz Yisrael. The night of Yehuda had a bag of earth from Eretz Yisrael. Not a shopping bag. Had a bag of earth. How big it was, I don't know. He writes in his Tzavah that I have, and he writes where it is, put away a bag of earth that I got from Eretz Yisrael. And when I'm buried, I want you to sprinkle it under me when you bury me. Have you had better things to worry about? You know, better things to think about than a little bit of sand from Eretz Yisrael, no? Better things to... If I say that the truth of Eretz Yisrael was great, extraordinary. Like Yehuda said, you know, I have this bag of earth, I'm saving it. I think he writes who brought it to him from Eretz Yisrael. He said, sprinkle it under me when you bury me. It's a chukka, desire. To realize the unique times we live in regarding Eretz Yisrael, it's lost by us. My grandfather, who I'm named after, my grandfather, my father's father. My father's father was Nifter in 1943. He was beaten up by the Nazis. And he's the only one that was Zeichel the Kfura. They beat him up. Then they put him in the hospital. He died. He has a cavern. The rest of the family was burnt in Auschwitz a year later. My grandfather never dreamt that his grandson is going to be able to go every summer to Eretz Yisrael for a vacation. For a few weeks. He never dreamt that in Eretz Yisrael there'll be signs with olive banks everywhere. Never dreamt that there'll be millions of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. My grandfather never dreamt of Chalaimus that will be such a thing. It's a unique time in Eretz Yisrael. And we see, if your eyes are open, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing Yidden from country after country to Eretz Yisrael. Every decade, it's another country that they're going to Eretz Yisrael. Every decade. There's a young man that I know in Flatbush. He's from Paris. He has a married sister here, and he's learning here in one of the yeshivas. So he told me that in Paris, they're all moving. It's full of Muslims. France is going to become a Muslim country. Probably the only country in the world where it will be an improvement. But become a Muslim country, he says, it's terrible there. That's this decade. And I remember when in the 1980s, when from Iran they were all coming. In the 1990s, from Russia they were all coming. Yeah. Remember Ethiopia? The airlifts. They're doing all the Jews to Ethiopia, from the Ethiopia to Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing something. The tshuka, the appreciation of Eretz Yisrael, that's what Ramban is writing about. The partner to this Ramban is a Kuzari. Ramban writes about those days that if they would have had a tshuka more, it would have been successful. The Kuzari writes about Yemos HaMashiach. He writes first about the Bayis Sheni. So Bayis Sheni, as I told you, only about 60,000 Jews returned in groups, 40,000 in the first group, 70,000 with Ezra, not clear how many went up with Nehemiah. He says if they had all gone, maybe it would have been Yemos HaMashiach. And he writes, in Ikvus of the Mashiach, the Tshuka, the Avos Eretz Yisrael is going to be in the Sari. I say it because I remember the 67 war. I was 9 years old. I remember the 9 year old going door to door with a pushka collecting money for Eretz Yisrael. All the 9 year olds were going, I don't know, you know, like, imagine how people went there for Eretz Yisrael. It was a pacha. And you, anybody a little younger than me, doesn't remember. And Eretz Yisrael today became a place to go. It bothers me when people tell me they're going for Pesach to Switzerland. They're going to Pesach to all these far-flung places. Why are they going to Eretz Yisrael? Because they were there already. That Lashon, I was there already. The Mishnah Berurah brings, not the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim. So in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he brings a Yerayim. I looked up the Yerayim. The Yerayim says, Yerayim is Halacha Sefer, the Yerayim is a Sefer of Mitzvahs. He says, Ladina, saying Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, and it's a Dereisim. So I'm not sure exactly how to understand that. I was rather talking with the Rav about it in the Parsha Samaraglim, trying to understand how can it be Lashon Hara about it in the country? It's not about a person. Maybe it's Lashon Hara that something a person owns is inferior. I don't know. But what does that mean, Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael? He's a person who's talking about Eretz Yisrael. He says, it's too hot there. Lashon Hara might be true. Too hot, I didn't like it. Or some other derogatory comment about Eretz Yisrael. How can it be Lashon Hara? I'm not sure. The Chafetz Chaim brings it. In the Sefer Mishnah, Sefer Chafetz Chaim, I looked up the Urayim, I think it was Kuf Tzadik. In Lashon Hara, he says that it applies there, even to Eretz Yisrael. Now, I don't know the lumdis of why it should apply. It doesn't apply to ground, it only applies to people. Again, unless it means he's saying Lashon Hara about Klal Yisrael's land. Lashon Hara, I'm not sure. Now, if you say about somebody that he's a terrible cook, so that's Lashon Hara. He's an awful singer. Lashon Hara. Yeah. So he puts out a record. You say, oh, it's a terrible, terrible record. Lashon Hara. It's not the record, it's the person you're talking about. It's Yisrael's Klal Yisrael. Anyway, my point from this Ramban, which is appropriate for Parsha Samaraglim, Parsha Shlach, as it is this week, is this Nakuda. This Nakuda. I don't know when you're going to hear it. Coming a ben azman, I don't know how many of you will be zechet to be in Eretz Yisrael, but to appreciate Eretz Yisrael, the tshuka in Eretz Yisrael, the significance in Eretz Yisrael. When I was in 8th grade, so it was a couple of years after the 67 war, and people were going. I still remember my Rebbe, a great Rebbe, he had a tremendous sense of humor. There was a boy in the class who missed the week, he was in Eretz Yisrael, he came back. So one time, right, this is a time when you're allowed to criticize, even allowed to patch, tell me, you know. So he said to this boy, whatever he did, he said to him, how'd you hold your breath for a week? He said, what are you talking about? Avira da aramachkin. You were there for a week, he came back, you make the same mistakes. Avira da aramachkin, that's what he told me. So I still remember it till today. Avira da aramachkin. That's real, Avira da aramachkin. I want to tell you, Bavada Gom Shlomo Kluger. It's on last week's parasha, I just remembered it now. Shlomo Kluger says by the Meraglim, it says after the Meraglim the people complain, it says that Moshe and Aaron the Yipo Moshe and Aaron Apneim Apneilakim, it's not called Moshe and Aaron fell down in tefillah,
Yeshua ben Nun, because ben Yefunim, and Atar Masara, that's Paro Big Day. Call it Yeshua, Rif Kriya. Says, what's going on here? If Moshe and Aaron aren't ripping Kriya, why are you ripping Kriya? You're supposed to rip Kriya, they should rip Kriya. You're supposed to fall on your face. So if I was there, and Moshe and Aaron Naflu Al Pneiim, I would also be Naflu Al Pneiim, whatever that means. No? So they're ripping Kriya. Zakir Shom HaKulim. Moshe and Aaron thought we could still daven and stop this Meraglim business from happening. You rip Kriya when it's dead, when it's over. Moshe and Aaron, they daven that this shouldn't happen. Yeshua and Kalev understood that's too late. Yeshua and Kalev rip Kriya. He says, how can Yeshua and Kalev know what Moshe and Aaron didn't know? Shlomo Kluger writes, because they were 40 days in Eretz Yisrael. If you were the Aramachim, they had 40 days of Eretz Yisrael, so they understood better than Moshe and Aaron. Why do you guys could use some days in Eretz Yisrael this summer? It'll be helpful. No, you'll come back. My point is to appreciate what the Rav Shalom gave us. To appreciate what the Rav Shalom gave us. Access to Eretz Yisrael. To have awe of Eretz Yisrael. The awe is gone because you've been there. The awe is gone because you talk about Yerushalayim, you talk about a good restaurant in which to eat. You know, the awe is not the same. It's not the same. You can even go there and not even learn to speak. You talk English all the time, you can get away with it. Right? Bothers me when people don't learn Eretz Yisrael and they come back, they don't know a word. Yeah. I once went to Eretz Yisrael, so someone from the shul was learning there. I went out to Yibidim. He said, Zen. I said, why don't you say the words? Zen. He says, no, no, the words. You have to know the Hebrew. Eretz Yisrael, why shouldn't you learn? You want to learn the language. Ivrit is not Lashon Kodesh, but it's the closest thing we have to it. Someone asks me, you know, when they come to the security, they always ask me if I can speak Hebrew. They're always suspicious I'm really an Israeli citizen and hiding it. They ask me to speak Hebrew, so I just tell them I can speak the Ivrit HaTanachi. The Ivrit that's in Tanakh I can speak. The Ivrit HaChadash, the Milim HaChadashim, that I can't speak because I had never heard it. Neither did my Shrebbe. But still, you know, it's the closest you have. So the only way if you go is you have to be willing to make a fool out of yourself. If you're willing to make a fool out of yourself and someone corrects you and you ask what's the right way to do it, then you can learn it. If you're willing, you have to be willing. I went with my children once and I told them you have to be willing to make a fool out of yourself. So once, so the grocer in Arzi Abiru we were staying got all nervous at my kids because they sang all the wrong Hebrew words. And they had to correct them. They said, just say in English. And they kept saying in Hebrew. So finally, instead of saying Ani Rotzeh, he started saying Ani Rotzeach. And they knew it's wrong, but they just, to get on these girls' nerves, they kept saying Ani Rotzeach. She said, Ani Rotzeach. Ani Rotzeach. Anyway, my point is this point. The point I want to make to you is before Ben is nine. It's a point, you have plans already for Ben Hazman, the tshuk of Eretz Yisrael, the chavivus of Eretz Yisrael, the appreciation of Eretz Yisrael, the historical comparison to Eretz Yisrael, it's something that you have to appreciate. If you appreciate it, it'll come through for you. If you appreciate it, go to Eretz Yisrael with a mindset of davening better there, a mindset of learning better there, you go for a week. If you go there with that mindset, you'll do it. You go with a mindset of, you know, I was there in Israel during the service of my children this morning, I don't know if you remember. I was there for a day. I was walking away from the Kaisel, and a fellow walks in. The service of my children, somebody who learned here. A number of years ago, I was working with him. He walks in with a t-shirt, no hat and jacket, sandals. I couldn't take it. So he greets me, you know, he sees me. So what are you doing here? What are you doing here in your pajamas? That's how you come to the Kaisel? He said, you know, he just went in the tunnels. It's full of water, you know. So I said, so don't come here. Who needs you here dressed like that? You're dressed like a sheikh. It's just like a bum. You know, that's how you come to the Kaisel. Can you imagine Jews for thousands of years? That's how you go to the Kaisel. Now, there are Jews that were raised that way. But a Yid like that, who knows? He wouldn't go visit Frank Kanievsky dressed that way. But the Kaisel did, you know, he had to catch a mincha. You go to catch a mincha. I'm getting carried away. This is one of my pet peeves. This one of Rapam didn't complain about too many things. But he said he went to the Kaisel and they didn't take it. We're schmoozing, where you're staying, where you're going. He said he couldn't take it. He couldn't bear it. In Lushin, this is Rapam, who clearly spoke this way. He says at the Kaisel, people are talking about the trip. He said, Zelishai, he said, now I understand. Those who talk in shul, talk by the Kaisel. And those who talk by the Kaisel, Mashiach will come. And Yin will watch the Kayan Gobel doing the Avodah and Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash. And they're going to have to shush them because they're not going to be able to hold themselves back. They talk here, they talk there, they'll talk there too. Okay, anyway, this is my message. Devarim Shebelev. These things are Devarim Shebelev. Was it Ricky Bagger in the beginning? Things that are Devarim Shebelev count. They mean something. The Tshuka, the Chavivas for learning, the Tshuka Chavivas for Shalom Bayis, the Tshuka Chavivas for Eretz Yisrael, it means something. And you have to never give up on the Tshuka, the Chavivas, the Ahava. It's a major part of being you. Okay, good Shabbos.